This is Al Simpson. Bill Clinton had a most golden opportunity to act on his eternal campaign rhetoric about the federal deficit, and he surely blew it. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, under the terms of the 90 budget accord, Bill Clinton had an opportunity of a lifetime to take a whack of an axe to the federal budget. Clinton could have held Congress's feet to the fire by threatening to cut all federal programs equally across the board, but instead he did what any real tax-and-spend, debt-loving Democrat would do. He relaxed those deficit targets soon after he took office. Clinton's excuse for breaking his campaign promise to cut the deficit in half by 96 was because he said it was higher than he first thought. Ted, that's like ordering one of your employees not to cut your lawn because each grass blade is 1/16 of an inch longer than you expected. Who buys that stuff anyway? The bottom line is, if Americans don't get heard on their demand for a balanced budget by 96, they'll know exactly who to blame. You betcha.
Al, you have zero credibility on the deficit. Republicans had the nerve to heckle President Clinton about his plan during his address in Congress last week. But he reminded you, in no uncertain terms, about the steady diet of phony budget figures and cooked numbers we got from the Reagan and Bush administrations the past 12 years. Now we have an honest deficit reduction plan, and it took a Democrat to do it. President Clinton's doing what he was elected to do, to get the economy and the country moving again. The remedy won't be easy for any family, state, or region, but now we have a realistic plan to stop this long period of economic decline and start investing in the country's most valuable resource, our people. The discredited ideology and phony budget tactics of Reaganomics are finally being put to rest, and good riddance. Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.